Chapter 3. The Primarch's hall was shrouded in darkness. Since his discovery, an event that even at the most sanguine of times he would refer to as his capture, Angron had destroyed every source of light in the Grand Chamber, and none had dared to descend and see any of them repaired or replaced. Khan walked into that darkness, down the same cracked marble stairs he had the day he first met his genesire. The Conqueror's roaring heart was a distant rumble here, the air cool and wet as a primordial cave, to match the absence of light. Khan's transhuman eyesight and the auto-senses of his armour adjusted to it in an instant, revealing the shattered architecture of the chamber, the ragged geometry of torn-apart pillars and the craters punched into the walls. Even through his helm, Khan could taste the heavy scents upon the air, and as he removed it, they assailed him with their full strength. It smelt of scorched metal and stone, and the heady, overwhelming richness of a demigod's blood. There was one other world-eater present in the hall, standing a handful of paces from the stairs. The sharp tang of counterseptic clung to his armour, and the ear-itching hum of the powered ceramite was amplified by the chattering click of a chirurgeon's tools that clung to his back like the limbs of some macabre mechanical spider. Khan saw a broad, scarred face, bathed in the monochromatic green glow of the data slate built into the warrior's bulky vambrace, lending him an eerie, ghoulish aspect in the gloom.
"Garlan," said Khan,
as he offered the apothecary a short nod.
"Hequiry,"
Garlan Serlac replied, looking up from his gauntlet and dipping his head to mirror the gesture of respect. Khan looked past him and into the deepest shadow.
"Sire."
At the far end of the chamber, where the darkness was thickest, squatted the Eater of Worlds. His back was turned to his sons, massive shoulders twitching as they rose and fell with the wet purr of breath passing through clenched iron teeth. Despite Khan's enhanced eyesight, there was something draped across his father's silhouette that he could not make out, something that felt like more than natural darkness. With a soft tumble of cloth and slack limbs, Khan dropped the Genon corpse onto the cracked stone floor.
"It is treachery, sire. This world's regent lies murdered, and its cities are filled with these mechanical abominations that masquerade as men."
A long silence descended within the hall, threaded only by the sticky, pained breathing of their lord.
"Then why do you waste your breath here?"
Angron finally answered, his voice a tectonic ursine growl. The 12th Primarch turned his head slightly, displaying the snarling profile of an apex predator. Khan could just make out the dull glint of the cybernetic implants dreadlocking his skull, and a string of saliva as it slowly descended from his father's chin.
"You already know what my answer is going to be. Go out and do it, then."
Khan straightened.
"You are not coming with us, father?"
He shot a glance at Garlan, but gleaned nothing from the apothecary's neutral expression.
"Will you not lead the Legion into battle?"
Angron clawed feverishly at his scalp.
"What good are you and your paper-skin Legion if you need me to win all of your battles for you?"
He flicked his hand away, and Khan heard the soft patter of blood scattering across the floor.
"The Primarch's enhancements are in distress," Garlan interjected calmly. "I am seeing to his care, but I have studied the orbital scans of the planet that have been collated by the fleet, 8th Captain. Bringing these oathbreakers to heel should not be a troublesome task for you."
Meeting Garland's gaze, Khan stepped close to his brother.
"He won't fight?"
he asked, whispering sub-vocally so that only a legionary could hear his words.
"What is happening, Garlan? He's only done this once before. You remember the last time."
"You think I can't hear you?"
Angron bellowed, his voice ringing off the broken walls.
"Plotting together, in the corner, there like cowards. I said, go, Khan! Go now!"
Khan looked from Garlan Serlac back to the immense silhouette of his father crouched in shadow. That is your command, sir. Angron snarled, a hurt, bestial noise that sent adrenaline spiking through Khan's veins.
Kill them,
hissed the demigod, spitting frothed blood onto the ground.
Kill them all!
Khan thudded a fist against his chest and stooped down to collect the corpse he had brought in with him. He stopped, looking up as he felt a hand rest upon his pauldron.
Leave it with me, Khan, said Serlac.
The apothecary sank to his haunches, reaching down to brush his fingertips along the dead Genon's skull.
This one may just be at the beginning of his usefulness to me.
Khan shrugged as he rose, sparing a last glance at Angron before turning away and ascending the stairs. Across the entirety of the 12th Legion fleet, a single order was given. On the command deck of every vessel, within the cramped confines of every fighter, gunship, and battle tank, and in the visor of every World Eater's retinal display, a singular countdown began. 31 hours. It had become a painfully familiar span of time, the same as the last compliance campaign, and the one before that, and for every other world the 12th Legion had been ordered to render into submission since the discovery of the Primarch. Menials, servitors, and serfs hurried through the inner workings of the fleet, rushing to complete the preparations they had become practiced in undertaking in anticipation of the looming countdown. Gunships were fueled, ammunition was loaded, and drop pods were winched into place, ready to be filled with their deadly cargo of world-eaters. 10,000 such warriors stood ready, their armour polished to a mirror sheen, their weapons and shields at hand. The timeline had begun the moment Khan had announced the Primarch's command. Fortune favoured the Legion this time, as no enemy fleet confronted them above 9315, and no orbital defence network existed to oppose their advance. They would lose no precious hours to the drawn-out mathematical intricacy of void duels, or the claustrophobic butchery of boarding actions. With nothing standing between them and their target, World Eater's vessels pounced into low orbit, caution giving way to the aggression that Angron's influence was increasingly drawing out in the hearts of his sons. Their boots would strike Genon's soil within the very first hours. Majo strode across the embarkation deck of the Hound's Tooth, quickly inspecting the warriors of the 18th as they stood in neat ordered rows before him. To the wider Legion, the 18th Company was known as the Unbroken. Since its formation, in even the fiercest of battles, its warriors bore the distinction of having never been routed. In fire and blood, its unity and brotherhood had been tested time and again, yet never found wanting. The front three ranks, comprising the company's elite veterans, stood proud with their heavy body-length shields gleaming. Held edge to edge, with spears ready through the armoured aperture that other legions used for bolters, they would form the phalanx that had driven every foe that had stood before them into oblivion.
"This world is 9315," bellowed Majo,
the centurion's voice carrying over the din of preparation to reach even the rearmost ranks of his Unbroken.
"Though those who dwell upon its surface know it as Genna, the only name for it that is of concern to you, my brothers, is Rebel."
The rims of combat shields thundered once against the deck plating.
"This world once accepted its place in the Imperium of Man," Majo continued. "But now it has turned its back on it. It has given rise to insurrection, and that makes it no different from any planet that rejects compliance outright. These oathbreakers have chosen to stand against the Emperor. They have chosen to stand against you, and they will feel our blades for it."
The Unbroken responded, clashing fists against armoured chests, while shields and spear butts drummed against the deck.
"You all know me,"
Majo stopped, basking in the radiance of a company of space marines poised to enter battle.
"And you know there is no more time to waste with words. Be swift. Trust in the shields of your brothers, just as they will trust in yours. Fight as one, and no foe will survive against us. we go forth to war unbroken! For Angron! And for the Emperor!
The cry was echoed by his unbroken. It still rang from the rafters as clipped orders rang out from sergeants and sub-commanders. The company split apart by squads, moving at a trot and heading to their designated drop pods and landing craft. The air rippled with the heat from engines, spooling up into fiery life. World-eaters locked themselves within drop pods that sealed shut like closing fists, dense-linked chains lifting them to be lowered into firing tubes. Majo clashed vambraces with Arontes at the foot of their Stormbird, as squads of their brothers filed up and secured themselves within the gunship's hold.
"We will do it," said the first axe with conviction. "This time, this world, we will do it."
Majo locked his bronze helm into place with a low hiss, its emerald eye lenses flaring with power.
"Let it be so, brother. For the sake of the Legion, let it be so."